Hey guys, what's up? Ben here for the Locked On Wizards podcast. I recorded a podcast earlier tonight. It's going to be a little bit different than what you're used to. Had to do one because of the news that Markieff Morris is going to go under surgery for a sports hernia. Obviously, that's big news. And we'll talk plenty about this, obviously, especially starting next week when training camp begins. But I was at family dinner tonight, Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah. I wasn't going to be in a position to record a podcast after the fact. So my 8-year-old nephew, Drew, was there. He likes the Wizards. Tried to get his older brother on to do it. He didn't want to. So Drew and I talked about the Wizards for a little bit. It was cute. It was fun. And, you know, I said some stuff that's, you know, prevalent to the situation. Drew chimed in as well. And so on. So anyway, we'll get in more hardcore stuff going on. I wanted to at least acknowledge that this thing did happen, and that's why we did it. So hopefully, hopefully guys will go with the flow. Fun conversation. Obviously, it's a potentially tough blow for the Wizards, and we talk about a little bit about that, why that is, and what they can do. So anyway, have fun. I'll talk to you guys on the flip side with some more here on the Locked On Wizards podcast.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Did you call game? I called game. Hey.
Gilbert, fade away.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, Wizards win.
Arenas hits the shot at the buzzer.
You believe that.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Ben here for another edition of the Locked On Wizards podcast. So what is today? Wednesday? So Wednesday, my family was having dinner for Rosh Hashanah. I'm driving home to get the dinner, and while I'm stuck in ridiculous traffic, I see the news on Twitter that Markieff Morris, he needs surgery. And I confirmed that indeed he's having sports hernia surgery. He's going to be out a little bit. We'll get to how long he might be out and what that means. But because I'm having dinner with my family, I needed a co-host. So my guy Drew here is going to help me out here. Drew, introduce yourself to the people. What grade are you in right now?
Fourth.
And who's your favorite wizard?
John Wall.
And why John Wall? Because he's, like, good?
No, because I like how he plays and, like, he passes the ball and doesn't be a ball hog.
Yeah, he passes the ball. All right, so I'm gonna do my best to not be a ball hogger. We're gonna have a 2-man game here. We'll talk about the Markieff Morris thing, and I will also we'll just talk about the Markieff Morris thing. I'll play some other podcasts later on. I wasn't really gonna do one today, but since this has happened, we'll do it. As a reminder, as always, you can listen to any of the podcasts on iTunes or anywhere else you do your podcasting. I just put up one yesterday, my 1-on-1 with the Polish machine, Marcin Gortat. Do you like Marcin Gortat? I went and talked to him the other day. He was in Florida. I went to talk to him, and he told me a bunch of stuff. Are you going to listen to that podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, you will. You promise? Because I need people to listen. I need downloads. You're gonna listen?
Yeah.
Okay, good. get all your friends to subscribe to on iTunes. And that way, it'll help the whole podcast. Just tell them all to push buttons. And then, of course, anyway, training camp starts on Monday. Oh, I take that back. Media day is Monday. Training camp is Tuesday. The season starts essentially, October 16th? I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I think it's October 16th against Philly. From what I was told, here's what I was told, Drew. What I was told is that he's been feeling discomfort now for a little bit, meeting Markieff Morris, and it got to the point where it was painfully annoying, but like, you know, I don't think it was like dire. He, in theory, maybe could have played through it, but they ultimately decided better to get rid of the pain, so he's going to have surgery. He hasn't had it yet, so until the doctors get in there to take a look, don't know exactly how long it's going to be, but I was told typically these things take about a month. If it's a month, and even if you give him a little bit of more time to have to sort of ramp up his conditioning and all, you know, he seems likely he'll miss the first week or so of the season. Does that make you sad to hear that one of their starters isn't going to play right off the bat?
Yes.
Well, don't be sad, though. It's okay. Last year, though, they had very good health with their starters. They all played no issues, which, of course, makes this a little bit concerning because it already feels like it's the curse of Le Boulé. Do you know what the curse of Le Boulé is?
No.
Because the Bullets, when they were the Washington Bullets and then the Wizards, always had such bad luck that one of the sports columnists in town called it the curse of Le Boulet, as in the curse of the bullets. And it pretty much stuck for most of my lifetime. Your lifetime, it's been a little bit better because they've been in the playoffs three of the last 4 years. My lifetime, largely a disaster. So this doesn't sound like it's a disaster, though. He'll be out. Again, we'll see for sure. Once they have the surgery, we'll hopefully get a better timeline then. But if he's out a month or so, you know, it's not terrible, but, you know, it still could take him a little bit to get going. All right, anyway, so if he misses about a month, give or take, that means he'll probably miss the start of the season. Like I said, based on conditioning, you realistically probably can't expect him to be at full speed probably for another week or two after that. I've not, knock on wood, or fortunately, I've not had a sports hernia surgery. It doesn't sound fun, Drew, right? You would agree, right? It doesn't sound fun?
Yes.
All right, so I don't know how long that, you know, takes, but we'll assume he gets back up to speed. Now, Drew, here's the question. If Marquise Morris is out for the opener, who's going to start the other forward next to Otto Porter? I'll give you some choices. If they go small, they could start Kelly Oubre. They like that lineup with Otto Porter and Kelly Oubre. That worked out pretty well last year. It was actually one of the better with Oubre and the other starters. It was like a top 10 net rating lineup for most of the year. So that's pretty good. So they could do that. I'll ask for your opinion in a second. They could go with Jason Smith. He gives them that he gives them more of that offensively, like a stretch four type. They don't have anybody though who can fill Marquise Morris on both ends of the court. So that's a problem, right? We just have to accept that for the moment, right?
They could go with like the Kelly Oubre and Otto Porter because that works really well, and I don't know how well the Jason Smith thing did, so.
The Jason Smith thing, it's more like we're just going to go sort of old school. Like, it was just conventional. Kelly Oubre and Otto Porter is more 21st century, pretty exciting. I don't think they're going to do that, though. My guess is they would go with Jason Smith. But there is another option. In the offseason, as I know you know, they signed Mike Scott, formerly of the Atlanta Hawks. Now, he's sort of a mystery man because last year he basically, for reasons I'm not going to explain to you right now, but he basically didn't do anything last year. But I was told, as I played on the podcast yesterday by Marcin Gortat, that he looks pretty good so far. So they could go with him. That's more of a he also can shoot the three. So I don't know. I think they've got some options. But let's be realistic. They don't have great options. In fact, Drew, I will tell you this. Of all their starters, in terms of finding an easy replacement, I think Marquise Morris may be the hardest one to find, even more than John Wall, only because I like Tim Frazier. He's not as good, of course, but you could play him and it won't be crazy. Marquise Morris, they don't have anybody athletically to play both ends of the court. What do you think about that statement?
Yeah, they don't have anyone athletic, so it's probably going to be harder to replace him than anyone else on the court.
I think you make a great point. So you know, this is good. All right. So so that's that. I mean, we'll have to see what happens. Like I said, I think my biggest concern is this. Obviously, one random event in life doesn't automatically mean that more bad things are coming down the pike. But part of why the Wizards were so successful last year was because the starting five essentially missed no time with injuries. They all played. I mean, after Wall and Beal got over their stuff in the beginning of the year, they all basically played. And that, because of that, they overcame the terrible bench play that they got for most of the year. So we'll see. They did get Mike Scott. I don't know. I'm not counting on that one too much. let me ask you this, though. How excited are you for this? Like I said, for you, the Wizards have been pretty much a winning team, right? I mean, when you think of the Wizards, you think of a good team, right?
Yes.
Right. So that's, like I said, for us, that was not the case for, like, most of our – I mean, they won 49 games last year. Because I know you can't figure this out. I'm old now, right? You agree I'm old? Yes. You agree I'm old? The last time the Wizards won as many games as they did last year, I was 8. How old are you?
9.
So I was younger than you are now the last time that the Wizards won 49 games. So that's why I still have some skepticism about this whole thing now. It makes me concerned that they could be in a tough spot, but we'll see. Like I said, they've got some options, and we'll see what happens. the training camp is going to start in a couple weeks, or start next week, sorry. Who are you excited to see how they spent their offseason? Like, which player you kind of want to see what they how they improved the most since last season?
Maybe Marcin Gortat.
Yeah? What do you want to see out of Marcin Gortat?
I don't know. I just want to see him, like, get back into playing.
Yeah, I was telling your son here, my my cousin Adam is here. I was explaining that Drew, I went to Florida the other day to interview Marcin Gortat, and I put the interview up on the podcast, and I was saying Drew needs to go listen to it, and then he subscribes, tell all his friends to hit subscribe on iTunes. That'll be good for me. I don't care if they listen. Just hit subscribe. But anyway, you were raising your hand. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I want to see if so hello, everybody. My name's Adam. I'm Ben's cousin.
Yeah, that's enough. They don't need to know anything. Okay.
I want to see Otto Porter and see if he's continuing his progression. He's going to live up to his contract. You know, they give him a lot of money, and you're betting on the come with him. You're betting on him improving. I want to see just how much he's improved, if he's going to take that next step, because that's what they need with a strength in Boston, with an always strong Cleveland. If they want to take that next step, they're going to need that.
Now, you are a noted Maryland alum.
Correct.
Otto Porter is a noted Georgetown player, former player. How do you in your head separate that? If you like both of the, if you like the Maryland and the Wizards, does that ever enter your mind? I'm always, because I know some people struggle with it, but other people, like when Christian Laettner played on the Wizards, that was difficult. I mean, it was hard. So, but Christian Laettner, I couldn't stand that guy. So, but Otto Porter's likable, right? Nobody really hates Otto Porter.
A few things about that. As Ben will attest, my dislike for Georgetown goes back a long, long ways. However, is mostly associated with John Thompson Jr., who I was not a big fan of. JT3, I like him, had no problem. Otto Porter seems like a good kid. Can't believe I'm saying kid. Seems like a good kid. So I have no issue with him.
So I'm with you there on that. I think Drew make a good point. The Marcin Gortat thing is interesting. In fact, a different podcast I did the other day, it was about, even with the different changes they made on the team, that the one unanswered question is how are they going to deal with Marcin Gortat and Jan Mahimi, two traditional centers playing in this untraditional big man world. So I think that's something we need to keep an eye on. I had somebody else who's going to put the podcast up recently, or put it up later, who's like a former season ticket holder, and he's a fan, and I was asking about the fan experience. You went to a game last year, am I correct? Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part about going to the game? I mean, I assume you got food. I'm sure your dad didn't starve you. Did you get, popcorn, cotton candy?
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Probably a pretzel.
Probably. You don't remember, when I was your age and I went to the games, I remember, every aspect of it. Where did you have good seats? Where did you sit?
They're spoiled.
Where did you sit?
Don't remember.
What? Okay. Well, let me ask you this question. Then. Do you have Wizards? Do you have a jersey? Do you have any?
Not all jerseys.
Oh yeah. Where do you wear that? Would you proudly wear that to school, or is that more like you're hanging out in your basement when you're watching TV?
Probably hanging out in my basement while watching TV.
Cool. I saw.
Also wears to school. He wears it proudly. He rocks the John Wall jersey.
All right.
And isn't this probably going to be, this could be the only season where the Wizards win 50 or more games?
It's possible. Now, again, starting off with an injury, here's the thing. In order for them to get 50, let me back up. I assume you're aware, because I know you're a big NBA fan, that the Celtics and Cavaliers made a big trade where Kyrie Irving is now in Boston. Yeah. So Boston and Cleveland, they're going to have they're good teams. I've talked before about whether it was a good trade or bad trade, but it's going to take them a minute to figure out how to use all their players. And this is the opportunity for the Wizards to come in if they can go hot right off the bat, because they're bringing back basically everybody, that they could get ahead and maybe first couple months of the year, maybe they're the team everybody's chasing, which is kind of why this Markieff Morris thing is a bummer, because now it takes away some of that element. And like I said, in my head, I'm probably not 100% right on this, but it's harder for them, I think, to replace Morris on some base level than anybody else. Not that, again, the backups aren't as good as Wall or Beal, but they don't have another guy who can do the things on both ends the way Morris can. But anyway, so yeah, so that's, so the, yes, they, could they win 50 games? Absolutely. That, but it's just, it's a bummer that this is, this is a problem. I normally, Drew, these podcasts, I can talk forever, but you know, you've got dessert to have, and I think I hear people calling us, so we'll get going. Any final words, Drew, before we go? I appreciate you stopping by the podcast. Any final words for you here on your debut guest spot?
No.
Nothing. You have no words.
No. Come on. Zero.
Zero words.
Yes.
Did you ask what player he likes most?
Did we ask?
Blizzards, yes. Who he plays like? He's a point guard on his team.
Oh wait, you're John Wall on your team?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You can be the Jewish Jordan. Apparently, that spot's still open. Technically, that didn't really happen. Ask your dad about that one day. All right. Anyway, hope thanks to you guys for listening. Yes, obviously something of a departure from the norm, but like I said, I was out and about, wasn't going to do a podcast, but Drew here was kind enough to help me out and do this. So back with another one tomorrow. We'll see if we get more information on Markieff Morris. Again, go check out the Martin Gortat interview on iTunes. That one's a little more conventional, and it was a good conversation there. Lots of stuff with him about his offseason, what he thinks about the Wizards, Prince William, all kinds of random stuff. So I'll end it there. I got to go eat dessert. Until next time, see you.
Neal gets open for three. Dagger!
Bobby Sine, caught. Old Prime, old shot. Dagger!